The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Good morning. It's Saturday, February 13th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Saturday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time in the Missal. This is Liturgical Year B, Cycle 1. Saturday is a day to pray the joyful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is St. Catherine de Ricci. Born in Florence in 1522, her baptismal name was Alexandrina, but she took the name Catherine upon entering religion. In her sixth year, her father placed her in the convent of Monticelli in Florence, where her aunt, Luisa de Ricci, was a nun. After a brief return home, Catherine entered the convent of the Dominican nuns in Tuscany. In her 14th year, she was still very young when she was chosen mistress of novices, then sub-prioress, and at 25 years of age, she became perpetual prioress. The reputation of her sanctity drew many to her side. Among those were three who later sat in the chair of St. Peter, Marcellus II, Clement VIII, and Leo XI. She corresponded with St. Philip Neri. And while still living, she appeared to him in Rome in a miraculous manner. St. Catherine de Ricci is famous for the ecstasy of the Passion. She experienced it every Thursday from noon until Friday at 4 p.m. for 12 years. After a long illness, St. Catherine de Ricci passed away in 1589. St. Catherine de Ricci, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, inflame our hearts with the longings of Christ's sacred heart so that we might truly offer our persons and works in union with Him for the salvation of the world. Jesus, through the Immaculate Heart of Mary, we consecrate ourselves to your sacred heart, and we offer ourselves with you to the Father in your holy sacrifice of the Mass with our prayer, works, sufferings, and joys of this day, in reparation for our sins and that your kingdom come. We especially pray for the church throughout the world, for the Holy Father and his intentions, for the evangelization and conversion of the whole world, for our bishop and his intentions, for our parish and for our families and their needs. Listen to us, O Lord, through Christ your Son. Amen. In the month of February, we join Pope Francis in praying for women who are victims of violence that they may be protected by society and have their sufferings considered and heeded. Now today's meditation of Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI, presented by Leonardo DeFilippis of St. Luke Productions.
The Lord is peace. In giving his peace to his friends, Jesus was simply bidding them farewell before going out into the darkness of the Mount of Olives. But this peace was also Jesus' last farewell before he set off on the way of the cross. Jesus could not have been superficially wishing his friends an easy, comfortable existence in his absence. Nor could he have been wanting his disciples to experience the peace of forgetfulness. Real peace can only be brought by release from the captivity of comfortable lies and the acceptance of suffering. The two liturgical formulae, "The Lord be with you" and "Peace be with you," are interchangeable and for a very good reason. The Lord himself is peace. He did not simply use words when he took his leave of his friends. He who on the cross suffered and overcame the lie and the hatred of mankind was peace itself. He himself came through his cross, and in giving his peace, he did not simply give something, he gave himself. The Lord gives himself to his own as peace. He places himself in their hands. We must ask him, then, to teach us how to celebrate the Eucharist truly and how to receive the truth that is love, and in this way to become, through him, people of peace.
This meditation is taken from Benedictus, published by Ignatius Press and Magnificat, and produced by St. Luke Productions. Learn more at stlukeproductions.com. I have another one for you. A combination of voices from different locations and then put together by a genius of a video and audio editor. This features Steve Angrisano, Anna Betancourt, Josh Blakesley, Juan Delgado, Ivan Diaz, Santiago Fernandez, Sarah Hart, Jesse Manibusen, Pedro Rubalcava, Dorcas Smith, Curtis Stephen, and Mary-Kate Westrick with a bilingual version of On Eagle's Wings.
You who dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in his shadow for life,
dile al Señor mi roca, en ti he de confiar.
And he will raise you up on eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you to shine like the sun.
Siente con su luz en sus manos el Señor te sostendrá.
No has de temer nunca a la oscuridad y a la flecha que está por volar.
Though thousands fall about you, near you it shall not come.
Y él te llevará en sus alas, con su aliento te animará, resplandeciente con su luz, en sus manos el Señor te sostendrá.
For to his angels he's given a command to go.
I have a great fondness for that song because the composer, Father Michael Jonkas, baptized my younger grandson on Eagle's Wings from Artists of Oregon Catholic Press at 10:30 past the hour. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Saturday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, February 13th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Here's a tweet from Pope Francis at Pontifex. When we read the gospel by ourselves with an open heart, a little of its light and beneficial power always reaches us, enlightening, healing, consoling. We begin our day of prayer now as we join our entire being with the whole church around the world and all the angels and saints as we're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in the invitatory psalm and the office of reading.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him, singing for joy.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Know that he, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to him. We are his people, the sheep of his flock.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Go within his gates giving thanks. Enter his courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Indeed, how good is the Lord, eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship God, who brings the world and its wonders from darkness into light.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum, benedicta tu in mulieribus, et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Sancta Maria, Mater Dei, ora pro nobis peccatoribus, nunc et in hora mortis nostrae. Amen.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly, I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, gentle and humble of heart, you declared that whoever receives a little child in your name receives you, and you promised your kingdom to those who are like children. Never let pride reign in our hearts, but may the Father's compassion reward and embrace all who willingly bear your gentle yoke.
Whoever humbles himself like a little child will be greater in the kingdom of heaven.
With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the Strong One of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the Strong One of Jacob. At Ephrathah we heard of the ark. We found it in the plains of Yerim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling. Let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness. Your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David, your servant, do not reject your anointed.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
With simplicity of heart, I have joyfully offered everything to you, my God.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
The Lord swore an oath to David. He will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever. Here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce. I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower. I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you chose to suffer and be overwhelmed by death in order to open the gates of death in triumph. Stay with us to help us on our pilgrimage. Free us from all evil by the power of your resurrection. In the company of your saints, and constantly remembering your love for us, may we sing of your wonders in our Father's house.
The Lord has sworn an oath to David. His kingdom will stand forever.
Come, consider the works of the Lord,
the marvels he has created on this earth.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Galatians. Since we live by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's lead. Let us never be boastful or challenging or jealous toward one another. My brothers, if someone is detected in sin, you who live by the Spirit should gently set him right. Each of you trying to avoid falling into temptation himself. Help carry one another's burdens. In that way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks he amounts to something when in fact he is nothing, he is only deceiving himself. Each man should look to his conduct. If he has reason to boast of anything, it will be because the achievement is his and not another's. Everyone should bear his own responsibility. The man instructed in the word should share all he has with his instructor. Make no mistake about it, no one makes a fool of God. A man will reap only what he sows. If he sows in the field of the flesh, he will reap a harvest of corruption. But if his seed ground is the Spirit, he will reap everlasting life. Let us not grow weary of doing good. If we do not relax our efforts, in due time we shall reap our harvest. While we have the opportunity, let us do good to all men, but especially those in the household of the faith. See, I write to you in my own large handwriting. Those who are trying to force you to be circumcised are making a play for human approval with an eye to escaping persecution for the cross of Christ. The very ones who accept circumcision do not follow the law themselves. They want you to be circumcised only that they may boast about your bodily observance. May I never boast of anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through it, the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. It means nothing whether one is circumcised or not. All that matters is that one is created anew. Peace and mercy on all who follow this rule of life and on the Israel of God. Henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear the brand marks of Jesus in my body. Brothers, may the favor of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. The word of the Lord. A man can only reap where he has sown. If you sow in a field of selfishness, it will bring you a harvest of death and decay.
If you sow in the field of the Spirit, you will reap a harvest of life everlasting.
It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is of no avail.
If you sow in the field of the Spirit, you will reap a harvest of life everlasting.
A reading from a sermon by Blessed Isaac of Stella, Abbot. Why, brothers, are we so little concerned to seek one another's well-being, so that where we see a greater need, we might show a greater readiness to help and carry one another's burdens? For this is what the blessed Apostle Paul urges us to do in the words, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ." And also, "Support each other in charity, for this surely is the law of Christ." Why can I not patiently bear the weaknesses I see in my brother, which either out of necessity or because of physical or moral weakness cannot be corrected? And why can I not instead generously offer him consolation? As it is written, "Their children shall be carried on our shoulders and consoled upon their knees." Is it because I lack that virtue which suffers all things? Is patient enough to bear all, and generous enough to love all? This is indeed the law of Christ, who truly bore our weaknesses in his passion, and carried our sorrows out of pity, loving those he carried, and carrying those he loved. Whoever attacks a brother in need, or plots against him in his weakness of whatever sort, surely fulfills the devil's law and subjects himself to it. Let us then be compassionate toward one another, loving all our brothers, bearing one another's weaknesses, yet ridding ourselves of our sins. The more any way of life sincerely strives for the love of God and the love of our neighbor for God's sake, the more acceptable it is to God, no matter what be its observances or external form. For charity is the reason why anything should be done or left undone, changed or left unchanged. It is the initial principle and the end to which all things should be directed. Whatever is honestly done out of love and in accordance with love can never be blameworthy. May he then deign to grant us this love, for without it we cannot please him, and without him we can do absolutely nothing, God, who lives and reigns forever. Amen.
This is the message that you have heard from the beginning.
Love one another.
All God's commands are summed up in one.
Love one another.
Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that, relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Minutes past the hour on Saturday, February 13th, 2021, Saturday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time. I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Thank you.
us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Beautifully done. That's Voice Trek with the Lord's Prayer, 25 before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. I'm Paul Sadek. It's Saturday, February 13th, 2021. And in today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, the multiplication of loaves and fishes from the 8th chapter of the Gospel of Mark.
In those days, when again a great crowd had gathered and they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him.
I have compassion on the crowd, because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them away hungry to their homes, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come a long way.
How can one feed these men with bread here in the desert?
How many loaves have you?
7.
Jesus commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves and, having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to set before the people, and they set them before the crowd. They had a few small fish, and having blessed them, he commanded that these also should be set before the crowd. And they ate and were satisfied. And they took up the broken pieces left over, 7 baskets full. There were about 4,000 people. He sent them away. And immediately he got into the boat with his disciples and went to the district of Dalmanutha.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the Relevant Radio app.
Teach us love.
Him.
Blessed Mother, on this, her day of the week, that's Ali Aliyah with the Visitation Song. Before that, The Interior Castle, the beautiful rendition of Hail Mary, Gentlewoman. 13 minutes before the hour, it's daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Saturday of the fifth week in Ordinary Time, February 13th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's pray with the whole church. We're led by our friends at divineoffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
The dawn is sprinkling in the east. Its golden shower as day flows in. First mount the pointed shafts of light. Farewell to darkness and to sin. Away, ye midnight phantoms all. Away, despondence and despair. Whatever guilt the night has brought, now let it vanish into morning dread and great, which we with trembling hope await, with blessed light for us shall glow, who chant the song we sang below. All laud to God the Father be, all praise eternal Son to thee. Glory as is ever meet to God the Holy Paraclete. Amen.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
I call with all my heart. Lord, hear me. I will keep your commands. I call upon you. Save me, and I will do your will.
I rise before dawn and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes watch through the night to ponder your promise.
In your love, hear my voice, O Lord. Give me life by your decrees. Those who harm me unjustly draw near. They are far from your law.
But you, O Lord, are close. Your commands are truth. Long have I known that your will is established forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Save us by the power of your hand, Father, for our enemies have ignored your words. May the fire of your word consume our sins and its brightness illumine our hearts.
Dawn finds me ready to welcome you, my God.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing him praise, for he has become my Savior.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior.
I will sing to the Lord, for he is gloriously triumphant. Horse and chariot he has cast into the sea.
My strength and my courage is the Lord, and he has been my Savior. He is my God, I praise him, the God of my father, I extol him.
The Lord is a warrior, Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and army he hurled into the sea. At a breath of your anger the waters piled up, the flowing waters stood like a mound, the flood waters congealed in the midst of the sea.
The enemy boasted, I will pursue and overtake them. I will divide the spoils and have my fill of them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall despoil them. When your wind blew, the sea covered them. Like lead, they sank in the mighty waters.
Who is like to you among the gods, O Lord? Who is like to you, magnificent in holiness? O terrible and renowned worker of wonders, when you stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them.
In your mercy, you led the people you redeemed. In your strength, you guided them to your holy dwelling.
And you brought them in and planted them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place where you made your seat, O Lord, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is my strength, and I shall sing his praise, for he has become my Savior.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
O praise the Lord, all you nations. Acclaim him, all you peoples.
Strong is his love for us. He is faithful forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
God our Father, may all nations and peoples praise you. May Jesus, who is called faithful and true, and who lives with you eternally, possess our hearts forever.
O praise the Lord, all you nations.
A reading from 2 Peter. Be solicitous to make your call and election permanent, brothers. Surely those who do so will never be lost. On the contrary, your entry into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will be richly provided for.
I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge.
I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge.
You are all I desire in the land of the living.
For you are my refuge.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
I cry to you, O Lord, for you are my refuge.
Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death.
Let us all praise Christ in order to become our faithful and merciful high priest before the Father's throne. He chose to become one of us, a brother in all things. In prayer we ask of him, Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Son of justice, you filled us with light at our baptism.
We dedicate this day to you.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
At every hour of the day, we give you glory.
In all our deeds, we offer you praise.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Mary, your mother, was obedient to your word.
Direct our lives in accordance with that word.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Our lives are surrounded with passing things. Set our hearts on things of heaven,
so that through faith, hope, and charity, we may come to enjoy the vision of your glory.
Lord, share with us the treasure of your love.
Now let us offer the prayer Christ has given us as the model for all prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Lord, free us from the dark night of death. Let the light of resurrection dawn within our hearts to bring us to the radiance of eternal life. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Hey, it's still the year of St. Joseph. If you want to find some resources, go to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Morning Air for a Saturday is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central. Go out, make it a great day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Readings from In Conversation with God are used with the permission of Scepter Publishers. Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Benedictus Moments, courtesy of St. Luke Productions. And selections from the Truth and Life Dramatized Audio Bible are courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. Find out more at relevantradio.com. Click on Daybreak. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.